At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid through April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.
It's 11 trivia questions on Disney Plus and the whole service as a whole. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my podcast. It comes out every day, and I would be very, very happy with you if you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. That would make me so, so happy. You should do it. This is a pop culture show, mostly questions on movies, music, television, video games, comic books, stuff like that. And today we have a Disney Plus episode. So the whole quiz is on Disney Plus, the brand new service that came out in November. And I'm loving it at my house. We're watching it almost every day. And it's crazy because we watch so much of it. It's like, oh, let's go see what's on Netflix. Like, we haven't gone on there in a while. So we are digging it with all the kids at my house and watching tons of cool old animated stuff that I completely forgot about. Stuff like Sleeping Beauty. Like, I just haven't seen it in decades, probably. So watching stuff like that. And I like that new Jeff Goldblum show. I think that's pretty cool. I watched the first episode about shoes. So today's quiz is all about Disney Plus. Every Tuesday, I'm trying to do a Disney Plus themed episode, so we'll count this one as the Tuesday episode for this week. We are coming up on the end of the year here, the end of the decade, which is insane. 2019's almost over, but I have quite a few trivia parties left to perform. If you have something coming up where you need some entertainment, or you need some slides or trivia or something sent to you so you can run your own trivia party, never hesitate to email ryanbuds@gmail.com. I would love to correspond with you and help you out with whatever you need. Okay, that is it for my little intro here. We're going to jump into this episode. It's a quick one. It's all about Disney Plus, and you can play along with these 11 questions I used at a trivia night just last week. Here we go. We're jumping into it. Here it goes, everybody. Disney Plus, question number one. After the success of DuckTales, Disney greenlit Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers, and what third Disney afternoon show? Question number one. After the success of DuckTales, Disney greenlit Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers, and what third Disney afternoon show? Question number two, what blonde actress is the host of a show called Encore about musical performers going back to high school to restar in productions? Number two, what blonde actress is that? Disney Plus, question three, what year did Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs come out? Was that 1932, 1935, 1937, or 1939? What year did Snow White come out? 32, 35, 37, or 39? Question number four, what is Kim Possible's male sidekick's name? What is Kim Possible's male sidekick's name? Number four. Question number five, one of the advertising slogans for Disney Plus is using the words. One of the advertising slogans Disney Plus is using says the blank is wide open. Number five, one of the advertising slogans Disney Plus uses says the blank is wide open. Fill in the blank. Question number six, what was the subtitle to the second live-action Alice in Wonderland movie? Number six, what was the subtitle to the second live-action Alice in Wonderland movie? Question number seven, there's a series of shorts on the streaming service featuring a Toy Story 4 character called Blank Asks a Question. Who is that character? Number seven, Blank Asks a Question. Who is it? Question number eight, how many seasons of The Simpsons are ready to watch on Disney Plus? Number eight, how many seasons of The Simpsons can you watch on the streaming service? Number eight. Question number 9, who did the voice of a character on The Mandalorian who says, I have spoken? Number 9, who did the voice of a character on The Mandalorian who says, I have spoken? Number 9. Question number 10, HSM the series premiered on the service. What does HSM stand for? What does HSM stand for on Disney Plus? For 2 points, how much is the bundle that gets you Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN per month? Looking for the monthly charge on the ESPN, Disney Plus, Hulu bundle, and that's your bonus question if you can figure it out for 2 points. All right, there it is. This episode really reads like an advertisement for Disney Plus, like they paid me to do it. I did not, but I know that it's very popular right now. So hopefully you're getting a kick out of it. We'll be right back in just a second with the Disney Plus answers. All right, everybody, we have the answers to the Disney Plus quiz. Here's number 1. After the success of DuckTales, Disney greenlit Chippendale Rescue Rangers, and what third Disney afternoon show? One of my favorites, it was Tailspin. Tailspin. Number 1. Number 2, what blonde actress is the host of a show called Encore about musical performers going back to high school to restar in productions? That's Kristen Bell, the voice of Anna in Frozen, Kristen Bell. Number 3, what year did Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs come out? That was 1937. 1937 from those four choices you had. Number 4, what is Kim Possible's male sidekick's name? His name is Ron, or Ron Stoppable if you had the full name. Number 5, one of the advertising slogans Disney Plus is using says the blank is wide open. That would be the vault. The vault is wide open. Number 6, what was the subtitle to the second live-action Alice in Wonderland movie? It's called Alice Through the Looking Glass. Number 6. Number 7, there's a series of shorts on the streaming service featuring a Toy Story 4 character called Forky asks a question. Forky asks a question. Number 8, how many seasons of The Simpsons are ready to watch on Disney Plus? 30. 30 full seasons, which is insane. Number 9, who did the voice of a character on The Mandalorian who says, I have spoken? That's Mr. Nick Nolte. Very gruff older guy, Nick Nolte. And number 10, HSM the series is the High School Musical series. HSM High School Musical. Your bonus question for 2 points, how much is the bundle that gets you Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN per month? It is $12.99. There you go, $12.99 to get all three services. Also, you get a free year with Verizon if you didn't know that and you're listening to the show and you want to check out Disney Plus. Look up Disney Plus Verizon offer and you can find a free year for Verizon. All right, that is today's episode, guys. I hope you had fun playing along, and I hope you are a big Disney fan just like me. If you want more Disney trivia, just search Trivia with Buds and Disney or any specific thing, and you could probably find an episode that I've done on just a quick Google search. You can always find every episode of the show on triviawithbuds.libsyn.com if you are running out of episodes to listen to and you're binging, and there's like 700 or so. I think Apple only goes back 300 episodes, so just keep that in mind that there are more episodes to go back and listen to. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, fmdesignsinc.com. I just messaged them with the question about getting some cool stuff made for the big Brews and Bros Festival coming up on January 25th, 2020, a thing that I host every year for a few thousand people, big festival at an airport in Upland, California. So Funky Monkey's going to design me something cool. I don't know what it is, maybe coasters, maybe keychains, something like that. All right, your question is, what is Zoolander's first name in the movie Zoolander? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Schroeder for the piano playing Peanuts character. And your trivia team name of the day is Judge Judy Dredd. Judge Judy Dredd. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.